It's Hollywood's big weekend, with the Oscars taking place on Sunday. And last night, as is now traditional, the stars took to the green carpet at the Oscar Wilds, an event honouring the Irish in Hollywood in aid of the US-Ireland Alliance and its scholarship fund. But Hollywood itself is unsettled this year following the fires that ravaged the Los Angeles suburbs at the start of the year and the return to office of President Donald Trump, who dislikes much of the movie industry. Our correspondent Sean Whelan was at the Oscar Wilds and asked one of this year's honorees, actor John C. Reilly, about the darkness seeping over Tinseltown.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a year so far, hasn't it? Yeah, especially for California. And the mood is sort of like tense, to tell you the truth. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the Oscar world. You know, I'm sure that's its own little microclimate. But yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, I lost a friend at the beginning of the year, and then yeah, all kinds of bad stuff has happened, so it can't get much worse, right?
Well, you never know. One of your friends, Will Ferrell, is coming to give you the award tonight.
That's right.
You think he's going to make a nice speech about you?
You know, he's very funny. Will can make the phone book funny, so I've got high hopes for that one.
Also honored with an Oscar Wilde Award, a producer power couple, Kathleen Kennedy and Frank Marshall, who founded Amblin Entertainment with Steven Spielberg. Kathleen Kennedy has produced more than 70 feature films, which have garnered 120 Oscar nominations and 25 Academy Awards.
Well, I always like to mention the beginning days, you know, when we were doing Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T. But there have been so many wonderful movies I've been a part of, and now I'm a part of the Star Wars franchise. So it's been fun. You know, that's the main thing. I've just had a really good time.
There was a bit of Star Wars filmed in Ireland. Was that your
doing? We're at Skellig. We're in Dingle. Yeah, spent a few days
there.
Did
you actually go yourself?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love being in Dingle. All the fresh fish every night that we would have, and taking the boats out and the puffins on the island. We had a great time.
What's next for you? I mean, how many more Star Wars are there?
Well, I'm working on a film right now that Jon Favreau just finished directing, and that'll come out in May of 26. We also have Andor, the series, that's coming out in about a month. So those are the first two things on the horizon.
What about you, Frank? What's your next project? Well, you're not involved in these Star Wars things, apart from the home life.
No. I have Jurassic World Rebirth coming out in July. And we shot that in London and Thailand and Malta. And so it's a part of a big franchise that Kathy started with Jurassic Park and then lateraled to me 13 years ago, and now I'm doing Jurassic World, so it's still in the family.
At the other end of the career spectrum, young Irish actor Aina Hardwick was honoured with the Wild Card Award.
So some things coming out, so we wrapped Saipan last year, so that'll be coming out in the fall, as they say. And
you are Roy Keane, are you not?
I do. I play Roy Keane, yeah, which is, that's a sentence I never thought I'd say. So it was a real privilege to get to do it, and I loved it. I had a great time.
Has it actually hit the cinemas? Because I'm over here in America, where soccer ball isn't a big thing.
Oh, of course. No, I don't know when it'll come out. I guess later in the year, the fall or something like that. We only finished it about 6 months ago, so it's all very fresh. We just finished No Ordinary Heist in Belfast, so that was about 10 days ago we wrapped on that. That's about the Northern Bank robbery that happened in Belfast in 2004. And I'm doing the Cherry Orchard in New York in a couple of weeks.
And there's Irish interest in this weekend's other movie event, the Oscars, with Lisburn-born film editor Nick Emerson being nominated for his work on the Vatican drama Conclave.
Incredible. I mean, it's a dream come true to be honoured in this way is so fabulous, and just to be in amongst the other amazing film editing nominees, you know, it's just, yeah, it's such a privilege, and I'm so proud of the film, so I'm really happy to have that sort of recognition for my work. It's incredible.
The Apprentice, a film about the early days of Donald Trump, has garnered Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor nominations for Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong. But two Irish producers, Ruth Tracy and Julianne Ford, helped bring it to the silver screen.
We got on board on the project in the Cannes Film Festival in 2023. So it's Canadian, Danish, Irish co-production. And we were excited to be able to bring the final piece of finance from Screen Ireland to the project and, bring a lot of talent, both in front of and behind the camera, to the film.
Well done on getting the money from Screen Ireland. It's a really good movie, and you've got two stars who have been nominated for Oscars for their performances, and rightly so. Have you heard anything from Donald Trump, though?
we've heard quite a few things from Donald Trump. He hasn't been too quiet about the film. He firstly tweeted after the Cannes Film Festival to say that it should be burned in a dumpster fire. Then he sent us a cease and desist letter. Then he went on to call us human scum. So he's been quite vocal, but he's actually been fairly quiet of late. I think he might have other things maybe occupying his mind, or maybe he's watched it and liked it. I don't know, but he's had a lot to say, and I guess that's just motivated us more to get the film out there.
If one of your actors, or maybe both of them, get Oscars on Saturday, Sunday night, do you think that will make President Trump feel a bit better towards the movie?
Well, I think he should be... Actually, I think he'd enjoy the film if he watched it. We're not sure if he has or not. I think in the run-up to the election, there was a lot of threats that we received. But I think, as Ruth says, they've died down now. So I do think that, he in one of the letters he wrote, he was very much calling it election interference and things like that. But I think now that he's been elected, he's not as concerned. I think a few people have said, you know, if anyone had Sebastian Stan playing them, it should be taken as a compliment. I think both Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong are so well deserved of these nominations, and we really hope that, yeah.
And that was Julianne Ford, one of the producers of that Oscar-nominated movie about Donald Trump, The Apprentice, ending that report from Sean Whelan in Hollywood.